Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I bought like a McMansion and tried to like...
You called it a McMansion.
You never hear that?
McMansion.
Like a McDonald's mansion.
Like a McNugget?
Have you heard of
Atlantic City?
I have.
That's my summer.
Oh, I have.
I've heard about Seaside Heights.
I had been offered to go there. I said,
yeah, don't go.
I said, maybe not Atlantic City.
Yeah, no. It's bad.
Not that it's not amazing.
Have you ever been to Atlantic City?
No.
Oh, we got to talk about this. Wait, what do you do in Atlantic City?
I do stupid shows and I gamble money. I'm a degenerate gambler.
Yeah.
No, I haven't been there in a while, but I used to go there all the time. Me and my lady, it's like a tradition.
Oh, Atlantic City.
Yeah, he takes her somewhere nice.
Yes.
We're both trash. Me and my girl are trash.
No, but
we like to stay.
Honestly, we'll save all this.
Yeah, we'll save it.
Let's talk about how hot it is.
Oh my God.
I'm glad you spilled water on yourself because I got coffee on my shirt already.
I've got lotion. Does this thing have... Oh, this thing has fucking pockets.
Nice.
Wow, I didn't know that.
You don't have a Tide pen on, you know? Fat guy with a stain on his shirt is just so bad. I have to hide.
Tide pen.
Is it a red stain?
No, but have you seen that stuff on TikTok that's like stain spray and it literally disappears? Like people are rubbing cherries on shirts.
Oh,
and cherries? Mm-hmm. And that's like a really stubborn stain.
That's a bad one.
No, I know.
TikTok, you don't eat cherries.
I don't eat cherries. Yeah, I eat the candy.
You don't eat fruit.
I eat the candy ones.
You don't eat fruit?
First time I ate a real cherry. And
I spill things on me. Like this shirt will be red by the time. Like I can't wear anything white. I don't even know how it gets there. It just like.
It just happens.
Yeah. I'm the worst.
Yeah.
I can't eat ice cream. When I eat ice cream, it like spills everywhere. Like a cone.
Yeah.
Because I want to like enjoy it.
Yeah, like you're five.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
It's a little sus.
Yeah. Like I want to.
Eat a bib, that's all.
I'd give great BJ's. Because like the way I eat ice cream cones, it's messy.
You have to.
It's slow.
It's sloppy.
Yeah. It's the only way it's good.
Yeah. You want a girl that's just going to deep throat the ice cream cone in 1 second?
100%.
Hey, it's never too late to switch.
There you go.
I can't. I have sensitive teeth.
Guys,
girls with sensitive teeth give the best head.
Yeah. Wait, what do you think? Guys have like cold cocks?
It's warm.
What's going on? How do I know that?
Are we recording?
We are.
All right, Sierra Miller, thanks for coming to the show.
Oh my God, thanks for having me.
So nice meeting you.
We started off strong. We're talking about messy blowjobs because the way I eat my ice cream cones.
Which I said, it's never too late to switch. You can always, you know.
Go full.
Yeah, because I feel like if you're going to be good at something, excel.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that.
Yeah, so it's sucking pipe.
I think that. No, but the way that the wrong way to eat an ice cream cone is the right way to give a blowjob.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean? So I don't know if I want to switch it because then I wouldn't give good head. If it was too quick.
No one's saying that you're eating the ice cream wrong.
That's what I'm saying. That's the right way. You have to eat it like that.
You just need a bib.
It's fine. Oh, you just need a bib. Yeah.
You have to do like that shit.
Oh. So
you got to do that.
You got to do the wrap around.
When you have a cone, you have at some point when it starts to melt, you find yourself doing that. And it's just like, bruh.
By the way, Sienna is out. And this is my guest co-host today. He is a comedian and a professional ice cream eater.
I am the ice king.
You are.
Young ice cream.
Yeah.
Mr. Cream.
Mr. Cream. Young
Mr.
softy.
Mr. Cream. Yeah. The ice cream is a little bit better because it stays hard, but the gelato and the froyo is rough.
Yeah.
Because it melts so quickly.
No, you're an expert in texture too.
I am. Yeah. Exactly. Well, you know the difference between gelato and ice cream?
Fruit?
No.
Sorbet, but it's okay.
Do you know?
Now I feel fat correcting her. Between gelato and ice cream?
Yes.
I should know, but I don't. I know sorbet and gelato, but no.
Such an Italian question.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's the fucking difference, huh?
So ice cream is made with heavy cream.
Okay.
And gelato is made with milk.
Wow.
So it's a little lighter.
So gelato is not dairy free?
It is. None of them are dairy free, but gelato
is dairy free.
Oh, yeah. The fruit ones are dairy free.
Okay. Yeah.
Really eat ice cream.
No?
I could tell, girl.
Ooh.
No, I need to.
Don't ever eat ice cream.
Why not?
Keep eating fruit and nuts.
I mean, do love fruit and nuts. I just don't love sweets. Don't like chocolate. I prefer to eat fruit. It's really weird. Honestly, it's my mother. I think she tainted me as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't really let us have that stuff in the household. And then
grew up with it. I don't like fruit in the dessert. I like fruit.
See, I love that type of dessert.
First, you like an apple pie kind of?
Love. Like a strawberry shortcake, like a pound cake.
I don't like the texture. I don't like when I'm eating the cream and then I'm biting into a strawberry. You know what I mean? Pause.
No.
Pause.
Ayo.
What about hot apple pie with vanilla ice cream?
No.
No, yeah. Like that.
To me, that's goated.
You like the fruit kind of stuff.
Yeah, I love that shit.
I like a warm chocolate chip cookie with a vanilla ice cream on top. A pizookie?
Cookie a la mode.
Oh, what?
A la mode. A Pizookie.
Pizookie.
I thought you said Pizumi. I got excited for
going
something.
Back to the BJ's. You ever been to BJ's Brewery?
No. What's that?
Okay. It's like the West Coast kind of version of an Applebee's type. And they have a dessert they're known for. It's called a Pizookie. And it's like a little warm chocolate chip cookie in the skillet and has the ice cream on top.
Oh, okay. That's an Applebee's staple.
Yeah.
Oh, they have it at Applebee's too? Really?
The Blue Ribbon Brownie. That's what it's called. I worked there for 7 years. I worked there as a kid.
Yeah, yeah. Did you still work there? Oh, no. Do you talk about where you work or not?
Bleep it out, but I work at Tommy Bahama. Keep it in.
I didn't know. Is that a
listen, man. It's a struggle out here.
Would you call it the white Applebee's?
The white Applebee's.
Tommy Bahama.
Tommy Bahama is white Applebee's.
Isn't that a shirt?
Isn't that a clothing line?
And it's a clothing line.
Tommy Bahama.
Yeah, so in Grand Central, near Grand Central on Fifth Avenue, they have the flagship store and a restaurant. So they get when you walk in, they start giving you coconut shrimp. Oh, and you're like, wow, this is delicious. And they're like, go upstairs. Oh, if you spend $1,000, here's a free appetizer. It's a great scheme.
Wait, wow. That's my type of shit.
Yeah, it's a cool place.
I'm an Olive Garden girl, but.
Ooh, now we're talking.
Get out of here.
I knew I liked
it.
Italian? That's fucking sacrilegious.
I'm also Puerto Rican, my friend.
Puerto Rican half and half.
There's nothing like a little unlimited salad. But here's the thing.
And breadsticks.
You have to do it right. Now, here's my Italian
side.
You
live in New York.
Yeah, you're right. I'm trash. I'm from Georgia.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, if you lived in Georgia, then I get Olive Garden. But now here. But you ever go to Carbone and Emilio's?
I think Carbone is so
overrated.
Oh,
you're such a biatch.
I've heard people say things about the rigatoni.
No,
it's good.
Okay, Paige's mom, dear friend, Thanksgiving. I'd rather eat her food. Right. Well, her food's amazing, not rather eat, but her food's so much better than Carbone would ever be.
Yeah,
but
it's
also
hard to eat out when you're a home cooking Italian person. But Carbone, it's good though.
What's the other one though? What's the other place?
Emilio's?
Not Emilio's.
Oh, Emilio Bellotto's is good.
Yeah. Not Four Charles. There's another one that's hard to get into and they're known for the lasagna.
Oh, Ross?
Oh, you
know which one it is.
Hold on. Not Don Pepe.
Don Angie
is one of them.
Don Angie. Even Lartuzzi.
Lartuzzi's good.
Yeah.
Lartuzzi's good. What's the one? Rayo's? That's the one you have
Rayo's,
a 6 month reservation or something?
You have to own the table.
Oh,
you have to know a guy who owns the spot.
Owns the table. The sauce is sold in the store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can just.
Yeah, it's the best sauce. We got to be careful what we say because kill us. Those guys are made men.
Or we won't get a reservation.
Or we won't get a reservation.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But Olive Garden because I'm part trash.
So here's the thing.
I never had Olive Garden.
I
had Times Square, I'll take you.
I had Carrabba's.
Carrabba's is pretty good.
Carrabba's not bad.
Carrabba's
is pretty
good.
The calamari is good.
God, sounds familiar.
Honestly, I had Carrabba's the other day, but I was in Georgia. I Uber Eats it, but
gotta write this down.
It was
check this place out.
Kind of trash, Uber Eats, but in person, it's good.
Yeah, it's not bad. I never had the, I know the Olive Garden is like good for the breadsticks.
And salad.
Yeah, and that's
salad.
It. That's the way
okay.
to
do it. So you don't like, no. You're not saying like I want the big ziti.
Never in my
Olive
life.
Garden.
No, but I want the chicken Alfredo extra crispy.
Although Alfredo, you can't really fuck up.
Alfredo's like a fake.
Yeah.
It's like a fake
it's
Italian.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's Parmesan. Heavy cream. Yeah.
It's heavy cream, yeah.
You go to Olive Garden, you just get the salad and the breadsticks, and you get a little cocktail.
Yeah, for $13.95, it's like the lunch special.
That's it. You don't get anything else.
Yeah.
You can get the lasagna frita if you want.
You can get the torta Italy. Come on.
No, that's my Italian side stops.
You're making me sick.
That's where my Italian side goes. No.
Stick up for my Italian people here.
You know?
It's so funny.
But you know how's good dessert? Red Lobster, too. And food.
Does Red Lobster exist anymore?
There's a couple in the Bronx, but it's slowly crumbling.
It's slowly crumbling. The lobsters are slowly.
The little Joe Biden lobsters.
Yeah, they're turning into crawfish.
You just go for the biscuits. Joe the biscuit. Biden. They got a little Joe Biden lobsters try. Hey, remember me? Come on, man.
Boston Market?
They used to love Boston Market.
Dude, they've all closed down.
They've all closed down.
Wow. There was one on like exit 41S on the way to the Hamptons and it closed down.
Remember the cornbread?
No, the cornbread.
Boston Market was like the healthy KFC to me.
Yeah.
Yes,
when we were younger, we'd go to KFC. I'm like, Ma, I don't want Boston Market. That's healthy.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it wasn't.
No, it was fucking MSG.
But it felt like a home cooked meal, you know?
Yes, yes.
Mm. Yeah.
It was the Chipotle of KFC because you kind of build your, you know.
I like a good rotisserie chicken franchise.
I love that.
Yeah. Rotisserie with a spinning, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that was like the best part, seeing them put the chickens on the little.
I think those were pigeons. I don't think that those were real. I don't think Boston Market had a real chicken.
Yeah, those are definitely pigeons, but they tasted good.
No, I'll take a 3-piece dark pigeon.
as long as it's sweating.
3-piece dark pigeon.
So you're from Georgia? Are you from Atlanta or?
Mm-hmm. Well, everyone outside from Georgia says Atlanta, but yeah, I'm like 30 minutes outside of Atlanta.
Mm. So yeah, because like in Atlanta, in Georgia, like when you live in the city in Manhattan, like if you live in Staten Island, you live like an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
But you could live right outside Atlanta and still like drive into the city in like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And like be in a suburb.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So I
was like that.
I grew up like 30 minutes outside the city, suburbs, but then graduated college and then moved right into the city.
To New York or to, down there?
Into Atlanta. I've been in New York for 3 years now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Where'd you live? Did you live in like Buckhead?
I did.
Nice. That's like the bougie part.
I mean, now it's kind of like,
bougie.
I mean, maybe, but it's so rough. Like, I would never live in Buckhead now.
Oh, you know? It got like ghetto or something.
Yeah, like the crime is insane.
Oh,
but then I lived in like Midtown, West Midtown,
mm-hmm.
which is like kind of by Georgia Tech.
Okay.
That's like a cute area, but yeah, I mean, it was a past life. Now I feel like I'm so.
Like, New York.
So New York now.
Yeah.
Can't go back.
3 years. What brought you out here?
Summer house.
Oh, Canada, really? So did you apply when you were in Georgia?
Honestly, I went through casting and I was travel nursing at the time. So I was actually living in Texas and then my contract had canceled and I was like, I had been going through the process of summer house or whatever and it was an option, maybe not an option, but kind of like so up in the air. So then I ended up taking a nursing assignment in New York. During COVID and I was like working at this hospital in Brooklyn and then ended up getting the call towards the end of my contract. So I just didn't renew, then spent the summer out in the Hamptons.
Travel nurse. So you're a travel nurse. You're a nurse.
Why
I didn't know this.
Like
I know a lot of these travel nurses. I've met a bunch in my ex-girlfriend turned into a travel nurse on my dating show that I did once.
What
the girl that
originally?
I picked was a travel nurse. What was she originally?
Like
unemployed.
Okay.
And then
honestly, love that for her.
I motivated her. I'm like, you should become a nurse. Like she just started the things. She started the process.
Yeah.
And then when we broke up, she like 3 years later, she was like a whole nurse. And like
Wait, so she went to, you encouraged her to go to nursing school?
Yes, yes, yeah.
Oh my God, what a good man you
are. Well, she had a psych, like everyone has like a degree.
Yeah.
But then they realize it doesn't do anything. So they look for like the bridge programs right. to get them into something that can actually be a trade that makes yeah. money. And nursing is like a good one.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, don't recommend it, but yeah.
No? But no, the but travel ones make the travel ones make more money, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's, people don't want to well, be in weird locations.
Yeah, like,
in,
and like, it's like yeah. there's no security really. Like you're doing 3 months, 8 weeks, or 13-week assignments. Like it's chill.
Okay.
But travel nurses historically get like really shitty assignments when you're bedside nursing.
Oh, I thought you could pick and choose who you want to nurse.
What do you mean?
Like
you
you're a travel nurse, you so you get like, oh God, I could go here. This guy's got a heart. This guy's
you're
got
not a hooker. you're a travel. Like, you live.
I don't want this
you,
guy. Fell
you
out.
Choose a location.
No, it's like Uber for nurses.
You don't pick your assignments. Oh, like, okay. You just you'll travel to different locate like different hospitals.
Oh.
But like.
Like you my, live in a place for a right. while, for like a couple months.
Yeah, so like I lived in San Antonio. My specialty is critical care ICU. So I'm going to a Texas ICU hospital. ICU. And then, but I'm talking about like shift assignments. Like each shift you get like typically in the ICU, it's like two patients to one nurse. Mm-hmm. And when you're a travel nurse, sometimes you're getting like three patients to one nurse. Oh.
They work you triples, double time.
Yeah, because I they see. Know you're getting paid so much more. But I'm like, but I'm like, I'd rather get paid every week and make so much more money than them and be miserable in my assignments than.
So you were a critical care ICU because you could be a different kind of travel nurse.
Like
you
labor
could
and delivery,
deliver babies,
med surge, psych. Yeah. God.
I feel bad for those old guys that you probably had to take care of and they can't pee and then a fucking supermodel walks in and you're kind of like, he's like, oh,
you're literally
it's cold,
the
it's
hot
cold
nurse.
On me. Yeah, yeah.
You're
the
no,
hot
not
cold
at
in
the
here,
hospital.
I'm sorry.
Like no makeup, mask on, but guys are the worst because I feel like men, when they have to pee, honestly, I talk about this all the time because I'm like, men, when you guys have to pee, you become so fucking impulsive. It's the most annoying quality.
Like, I gotta go.
Like, yeah. You can't focus on fucking anything else other than your bladder. It's mind blowing. I'm like, hey, you're gonna fall. And if you fall, you're gonna probably die. You're gonna unhook yourself from all these lines, A, B, and C.
You gotta go.
They don't give a fuck. Like, they have to pee right then and there. They'll find a trash can, piss in the trash can, piss in the bed, piss on you. I'm like,
yeah.
Do you lose the ability to make good decisions, rational decisions when you have to pee?
Well, piss on you sounds like my Friday night.
I didn't know which way you were going.
A golden shower. Good to miss that opportunity.
I didn't mean to get turned on here real quick, but.
But even guys.
Are you saying that's what,
Kelly,
the old guys did when you
were
Well,
I'm saying even just guys, not in the hospital, when you guys have to pee, that becomes the end all be all.
It's like women when they're hungry. When girls are hungry, they're mean, and then you eat, and you're like, "Oh my God, I'm sorry, I was just really hungry."
No, honestly,
yeah, but then that would be like,
I get that.
But then would be like, I have to pee, but like, I don't know where to pee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I want this bathroom.
I mean,
I don't know if it should be on you.
Okay,
I don't know if I should find
really
a
good.
Toilet. Yeah, new comedy bit.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh my God,
travel nursing. Although, okay, I know you're saying with the no makeup and shit, but. I think that anytime someone's like in some kind of uniform, I think it gives you like 3 points at least.
Mm-hmm. On top of what?
Okay. Out of 10. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you start out of 3.
Yeah.
No, but like if like I always fall in love with people like in some kind of uniform. And then like when I see them in regular clothes, I'm like, oh no, I don't like you anymore.
Like
you
this isn't the same.
Like a hot cop.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
You know, like you live like uptown, right? Or no? Where do you
in the Bronx.
Okay, yeah. You know, like they have like hot Latina cops
like
up there.
Crazy. You think like,
crazy, huh?
You know, you have the bulletproof jacket. You think that it's on their ass. Their ass is huge. You're like, Jesus Christ.
Damn.
Amazing. Beautiful. Yeah.
But then when they get in regular clothing, it's just like.
And you're like, whose aunt is this?
Yeah.
Get the fuck
out of here. Kind of like doctors. Like sometimes you think the doctor's hot just because he's like kind of calling the shots. But then like, I see in your regular clothing, I'm like, you have no style.
Yeah.
Like, you suck. This haircut is actually awful.
Ed Hardy shirt? The fuck
like,
is going on, Doc?
What's happening?
But he's hot when he's saving lives and you know what I mean? Like crunching the numbers and stuff. But then he's on a date with you and he's just like some weirdo. You know what I mean?
Typically, I feel like doctors are like
weirdos.
Lame.
Yeah.
I feel like they have a complex because they get out of school later. They peak later because they're in school for like 10, 12 years in their residency, fellowship residency or whatever the order is. And then
makes a lot of sense.
The time they get out, they're like, in their 40s just now making like really good money. Mm-hmm. And then they think that they're hot shit where I'm like, you could have did that at 30.
And you could still see the nerd behind the
allure. They're so fucking smart, which is like sick. We want that, but you know?
Yeah. Nah, but you can't, in New York, there's a lot of that because like in Manhattan is money and you have to like be really rich to live in this, in these areas. And, you know, these guys have the money, like they're buying cars, they're buying lofts and blah, blah, blah. But then like, you just don't want to be around them.
No.
Because you can't buy cool.
Yeah, you can't.
So they need to like outsource cool. Yeah. They have to like hang out with like young promoters and shit that have no money. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they bring them girls. And it's because the girls want to hang out with like the cool promoter kid and not the weird doctor that can pay her bills. But then later on, I guess like, when they're like in their 30s, they want to settle down. They start to go more towards like the weird doctor doctor. Like, you know what?
Just because that's security.
I need you to pay my bills. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I want a marble countertop. You know what I mean?
What do you think about the Calcutta, Calcutta marble?
Ooh, and I don't know what that is.
A little slate action.
All right. Now you lost me.
What?
Because I've never heard of it because I'm just unaware.
What do you think about those like IV nurses?
I mean, if I had a fucking nickel for every time someone's like, oh my God, you should do like IV therapy. I'm like, I come from the ICU, not saying that that's not a thrilling job, but like, one, I hate starting IVs. Two, that is not going to do anything for me. Like,
that's for like dudes who are just hungover, right? What is that like?
It can't, I mean, yeah.
Hungover, you could be sick.
Sick.
Oh, you could be sick, okay.
They work, but it's just like, I'm like, I'm not putting fucking IVs in people. Mm. Honestly, I'm about to, I work still, and I like went back at the top of the year and.
Oh, you work as a nurse still?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Thanks. I mean, it's a struggle. But yeah, so last week I worked my 312s. I'm like, I can't. It's hard.
In New York?
In Atlanta.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, so I'll go back and forth. And I just work like 3 shifts every 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
But it's hard going from like an intense environment like that and then going to something that's like so chill. That's why I can't quit right now. I can't detach myself from nursing right now because I'm like, what am I going to do that's going to feel as fulfilling? Mm-hmm.
Saving lives.
As critical care, you know.
Yeah.
On the, like, what's on the other
side? What an opposite. You know what I mean? Like, summer house and then, like.
Oh, I live two different lives.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, a lot of girls on The Bachelor are nurses.
What is it? You got a thing for nurses?
No, just that, like, it's a lot of girls on The Bachelor are nurses because The Bachelor casts like real women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That they're lawyers and and nurses and they save lives and shit.
And then the guys are like.
My shows, the girls were, OnlyFans and Tommy Bahamas.
Those are good girls.
It's MTV, right? Yeah. But still, you know, you could still.
What were you going to say to the guys?
To cast a show, like, because like that was a problem with my dating shows, like, they would cast it for me. So if you put out a-
So you had no input at all.
Right. So if you put out a general casting call of like, do you want to date a famous person on MTV?
Yeah.
You're going to get the bottom of the barrel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you'd think that they'd sift through. Well, they'd be more strategic with their wording and that they'd sift through the-
No, they don't care. They don't care. But if I said, if I put on my Instagram story, I'm like, hey, you know, if anyone ever wanted to date me specifically- fill this application out or something. I bet you would get some like quality girls. I always talk about this on Raya. I always match with doctors and lawyers.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm their dirty little secret. I'm a way for
their sneaky link.
I'm a way of them getting back at their parents.
Yes.
Because like they were so nerdy.
Yeah.
And now they're like they want to get out of that world. They need an escape. Yeah. They need a dirty, dark little escape. So they fucking always match on me.
And
I matched with a girl from NASA the other day.
From NASA?
That's fucking wild.
NASA. I don't know what she did. I don't know if she goes to space.
She's
or
ready
not.
For some G-force.
Literally. V-force. Yeah. V1. Rotate.
So you welcome that? So you welcome that. You like the really nerdy, smart
No,
girl.
I don't.
No, you don't
No,
want
no, no.
That?
I do. I listen. Couple things. First of all, I like a swaggy girl that's nerdy with a little bit of like hood in her.
Okay.
Like she could twerk on a beat. I don't know if the doctors can twerk to a beat. You know what I mean?
You'd be surprised.
Listen, if she can.
Yeah, they're always on TikTok bouncing around. Like,
that's true. They're always, that's all they do is twerk on TikTok.
A poor guy needs an IV.
It was an uproar.
Poor guy needs to pee.
You're wondering why. He's been holding it in while you're shaking your ass. To Megan Thee Stallion.
TikTok's at work.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I'll match with them, but I don't. I'm not personally, I'm attracted to their brains and like that they're so smart and everything. But, you know, in terms of me looking for like a partner, you know what I'm saying? I like a little bit of swagginess type of thing. You know what I mean? But they love me because they probably are like, I'm tired of like being around doctors all day.
Yeah. They
I want this
stupid.
Trashy, stupid reality star. You know what I mean? Fuck you.
You want to go to Carboni's? Don't let them take you to Carboni's. Go ahead.
So do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
The nurses are a good in between.
They're good in between.
Nurses, bottle girls.
That's, yeah. I don't know.
Bottle girls are a real job.
Are like, you saying nurses and bottle girls? Yeah, or are you saying bottle girls?
I was saying nurses. I'm thinking of different ways of these like occupations where it's like beautiful like women that are very smart and do things. Like bottle girls are actually smart. What? Bro, in Vegas, like that's like a career. They have to count.
They have to count.
They have
oh
to
my
like.
God.
They have to sell. No, I'm telling you, these like women like.
You're describing a waitress.
No. Yeah, but like a waitress on steroids, dude. Like,
okay. It is. If you're good at it, you're.
They weigh them in Vegas.
What?
They weigh them.
They weigh them like they're prize fighters.
Wait, that's crazy.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, because like to work at the pools. Have you been to Vegas a lot or no?
Yeah, actually. I've been to Vegas, but I've never done the like typical Vegas
bender.
Bender.
Really?
No. I don't think I'm a Vegas girl. I just think like
good
I
for you.
Fucking hate Vegas. It's
I love that you said that.
I mean rather do Miami than Vegas.
100%. At least there's a beach there, there's water. Yeah. Vegas is like the degenerate. Desert. You gotta be a degenerate.
Well, Vegas the best. Love it.
Oh, you love
really?
It.
Miami's like, where am I? It's boring. I'm gonna do Coke and that's
it. What were you talking about before that that you loved?
Atlantic City. Atlantic City is what's it's my Vegas. That's what's a local Vegas.
Yeah.
Right. And you go there every year with your
We were going for a while. Now we go to Vegas.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Now
you're Daddy's making a little more money. So
yeah,
now we go to you know, now you get a little Delta Sky Miles, you know.
Well, I've lived in Vegas. I did like Chippendales a bunch of times. Yeah. So I used to have to stay out there for 6 weeks at a time. And I agree, it's fucking horrible. Yeah. If you're going for a fun weekend, it's cool. But to live as a person.
Yeah, no, it's horrible.
It's hot. Yeah. It's you can't go outside.
Did you live like on the strip or did you have like a house like outside?
So I lived like in an apartment that was a little bit off the strip at the Palms. Mm-hmm. It was at the Palms place. So it's not on the strip. That's like the worst place to be.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it was still considered the strip, meaning like there's still tourists going in and out.
Yeah.
And that was fun when I was like first did it. Cause I'm like, oh, it's a constant party. Mm-hmm. But then when you're like living somewhere, like I become more like just quiet, introverted as I get older. And I'm like, I can't deal with all the
stimulation.
I'm like going to work and like all these girls are dressed in cowboy hats going to see Beyonce.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't be around this.
The stimulation's a lot. Seeing all the sparkles. Yes. I'm like, all of your outfits suck. Like, come on.
Dude, in COVID, they at the Palms place, they had a when I used to go stay up there for like a long time, all the balconies were locked. And I used to have to call them to come unlock it because during COVID, people were killing themselves.
Holy moly.
That's like the energy that's at the Palms place.
So it's either
Beyonce.
Do or die.
Yeah.
Like,
literally.
Do or fucking die.
Literally, yeah. But I'm glad that you're not a Vegas person. Yeah. That's not. Miami's fire. Miami's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also just like, not like, I don't need to party. Like I party during the summer.
Mm.
I like to just kind of fucking chill. If I'm going to go do it, I'm going to do it for a weekend.
Okay.
And that's it. Like.
Yeah. Well, you're a real person. You're a nurse.
Yeah.
You know, you don't like, that's not like your whole life, you know? Me and Mike were saying before you walked in, because I told him you were going to be on. And like, I was like, yeah, she doesn't seem like a. Because you're a reality star, you're an influencer, whatever. But that's why I like New York people too, because you don't seem like a try hard.
Yeah.
You're on TV, you're on social media, but you're not like, hey guys, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like when you get the ick.
Yeah, no, my man.
You seem like laid back.
You could try a little bit more. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm working on it. I also feel like coming from like Atlanta to New York, and Atlanta, it's kind of like that too. Well, people do try hard in Atlanta, but. You never know who anyone is, so you best not talk about yourself too much because there's like a lot of hidden money there. Mm-hmm. And New York is kind of like semi-same energy where like nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
I like being around people who don't give a fuck that you're on TV. They don't give a fuck about literally anything. It's really hard to impress people. And I am like, I've honestly fallen into that where I'm just like, be real. I can't do the fake shit. That's why it's nice to just stay home. Be in your own fucking bubble. Have your real friends, the friends that you had before all of the reality TV shit.
Yeah.
Like,
LA is the opposite.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine.
It's the exact opposite. It's where just fame is everything, and who you are and is everything. If you walk into a room, it's like it's a popularity contest and shit. Meanwhile, like in New York, like you said, you have like billionaires taking Ubers and just taking the train, and it's like no one kind of gives a shit, you know?
No, it's so much easier to like, I don't know. I just like the I don't give a fuck attitude in New York will always be superior.
The only thing I don't like though, and this we're going to go into another topic, is the Hamptons. Now,
I don't like the Hamptons either.
Uh-oh. Like, exclusive take here on something went wrong with Vinny. So, where is Summer House?
Not that I don't like the Hamptons, but our house is in Sag Harbor.
Okay. Continue.
Our house is in Sag Harbor. I think that the Hamptons, and which people are honestly complaining on TikTok now because it's becoming so out of reach and out of touch because everything
I'm that person complaining.
Everything's so expensive there.
Yes.
It's like you're trying to charge $6,000 for tables. Mm-hmm. Like renting a house there is upwards of $30,000.
Yep.
Like
it's spent $40,000 last summer.
Renting
it's unattainable.
For how long?
I spent $40,000 for a house that like all it had was a pool.
Yeah.
And it had trees
and
around
that's
it.
That's at baseline.
Baseline. Pool, yeah. Like $20,000, you're getting a shack.
Yeah, you're getting nothing.
Holy
and
moly.
Like, because people like, you know, from the city are so like dying for a pool. Mm-hmm. And like, I grew up in Staten Island. I had a pool my whole life. I'm like, you guys know you could drive 20 minutes and just see pools around you. Yeah. But like there, it's like you need like $100,000 to be around a pool. Yeah. Okay. And then like I posted on Instagram and like I'd get a million DMs from girls like, oh my God, heart eyes. I'm like, have you guys never seen a fucking body of water before? It's a fucking pool. Yeah. It's a filter next to me.
People fiend for a pool, which I get because coming from
I'm fiending for a pool right now. I wish I was in the Hamptons with a pool.
Yeah, I'm giving you heart eyes right now.
I want a building with a pool.
Mike's like,
I
wish it was at the Taj Mahal in Atlantic City at a pool. Horrible.
No, but it's like these buildings. Harris I think pool. That they would put like a rooftop pool on some of these buildings and they don't even do that.
I can't do that. I can't do the rooftop.
Like, why?
Why can't I?
Why?
Are you saying why to me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Like, then it just gets too, like, the Soho House and the Dumbo House. Like, it's too, like, everyone's trying to do this at the same time.
But if it's
and
I'm just like, apartment, if it's at your apartment.
Oh, your apartment. Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. Oh,
I don't understand why.
I've never even saw one of those at the apartment.
Yeah, it's really hard to come by. I mean, I have a pool in my building, but it's an indoor pool. And I'm like, what is that going to do for me?
Right. I was in an indoor pool.
Training for the Olympics? What the fuck are you going to do?
Literally.
Are you working on your breaststroke?
The smell and the humidity alone. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not coming.
Yeah, fuck this.
Like some weird lifeguards in there.
Yeah. No, truly. Yeah, but you would think. But yeah, the Hamptons, even though we film there and I do love parts of it, I just feel like it is also insanely sceney and like people go there to be seen and there's just a...
It's like taking
there's
those
There's like a facade to it. Like people are... There's a like a certain level of fakeness to it all, you know?
It's kind of like what we were talking about with those people, the LA and the whatever people, like just extracting them and turning it into a scene outside of New York. Because then when you come right back to the city, you don't feel that.
Yeah.
But over there,
it's like a bunch of rich kids that like, I don't know.
Are on cocaine.
Half of y'all work.
Yeah.
You guys genuinely work, which I know I can't talk because I'm out there filming a fucking show. But like...
You're like, get a real job, America.
Yeah. Job. Oh, you work here. Come on. But
you're an ICU nurse.
But at the same time, it's
you're
like
way ahead of me in the reality star world of just being an actual human.
No, it's funny, actually. When I was going on Summer House, my dad was like, what are you fucking going on Jersey Shore? And I was like, no, but I'd be so honored. Like, what are you doing?
Your dad just sounded like an Italian guy. What are you going on Jersey Shore?
He did a little bit, didn't he?
All right, guys, we're taking a quick break from the show to tell you about this beautiful app called FitBod. Okay, you know, I have a FitBod. I take my gym, my health and fitness really seriously. And just like you, Mike Figs, right?
That's right, man. With you 2 pounds down, feeling better than ever.
Yes, this is the before and after, you know. So this is before you use FitBod. What? Zoom out. This is after you use FitBod. But seriously though, like I use this app because every time, you know, you could just go to the gym recreationally. You could just like mess around. But when it comes time to like really dial it in and get in shape, I like integrating apps to track things like my nutrition and things like that. But especially like the workouts, it holds you accountable because now you're like have a whole list of workouts that you have to do during the day. And some people don't know how to work out. Mm-hmm. So Fitbod tells you exactly how to work out. Like you get to know the different kinds of, we could watch videos, you could just see how to do it. And you could put it together and you can form a nice workout. So you don't have to think about it. You don't have to go to the gym and be like, oh, should I do this? Should I do that? Do you relate to this at all?
100%. Because you, especially when you're just starting to work out, you kind of need a guide because you're a little lost.
Exactly. So this, it's like having a little personal trainer in your pocket. And tracking is, you know, you have to track, especially like when you want to first start really getting good momentum. You got to track like your exercises. You got to track your nutrition. You got to weigh yourself once in a while. You know what I mean? Like, not that you have to like be so obsessed with it, but you definitely want to, you know, just make sure you're going in the right direction and having a guide help you along the way. So I really recommend Fitbod. I use it in the gym now whenever I go to the gym because it also teaches me new exercises. I've been working out my whole life, but like I'm like, oh, I didn't know this was a good one. And then it shocks your body because you're like you're trying different things. So we all like little discounts. That's why we do these things. So I want you guys to add Fitbod to your workout essential. Join Fitbod today to get your personalized workout plan and get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/Vinny. Okay. Fitbod, FITBOD.ME/VINNY. Try the app for free. See if you like it. You're going to love it. And then get 25% off your subscription. Try it out. Hit those goals. We all want to be hot, just like Mike Figgs. So do it. And then you all will become Chippendale strippers after using Fitbod. Thank you. Now back to the show. So the Sag Harbor. Okay, so like I talk shit. Have you been to the Hamptons?
I don't know anything about the Hamptons.
I got to bring Mike Figgs to the Hamptons.
I've never been to the Hamptons.
Get you out of Atlantic City.
Yeah, yeah. Out of Atlantic City.
It's going to take a lot.
Okay, so come to one of our parties.
Sure.
You want to come?
Yeah.
Come to one of our parties. We're having one in a couple weeks. I'm throwing it.
Filming?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Can I come?
Yeah, you want to come?
It'll Let's do really a little Vinny cameo, you know, a little crossover.
Like a nighttime party. I like our nighttime parties better than our like day parties. It's not hot and like.
What's the dress code? Because most of my apparel is from Marshall.
See through.
I can't tell you the theme on this, but
there's gonna be a theme.
Yeah, because when we go offline, I'll tell you the theme.
Mm. Okay, hell yeah.
Yeah, but it's like I'm sexy being Greek god.
The theme is everything has to be the size medium. I can't go.
Like, so.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, I already lost my sizes impact. Are welcome. We're size inclusive.
All right,
And we'll be
progressive
and everything.
Oh, now I'm in. Got
yeah.
me.
Oh,
got me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is there a pool?
There's a pool.
I'm in. I'm in. There's a pool.
I'll grill. Pool. I'll start grilling.
And we have a hot tub. We've got a grill.
Hot tub. Oh, you need a hot tub on a reality show. Always. Yeah. That's how you. Once you get people wet and steamy and drunk,
yeah.
That's when all the crazy.
I'm gonna
shit
lie
happens.
To my wife. Tell her, oh, babe, I'm going to work. I'm in Bahamas. I could bring. Nah, leave her home.
No, yeah. Bring her,
dude. Once you get famous, I'm telling you, this wife thing you got going on, it's gonna start to change.
Because
he always talks about this wife thing, but he's an up and coming comic.
Wait, you know? Are you married or single?
No.
I mean, I'm technically not married, but my wife is Dominican. If I don't say that I'm married, there's gonna be a problem.
Are you engaged?
No.
She's your girlfriend.
She's my girlfriend. Yeah, but I've been with her. She's loved my life.
How long have you been with her?
7 years.
Okay. Are you?
Yeah, I'm working on it. I am. I got to pay off my Walmart bill. I got a big credit. Once I pay that bill down.
No, I get the
one. I'm almost done paying it. Once it's paid off, bang.
Yeah.
Going to Costco, getting a ring.
Costco.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love that.
Yeah.
For you.
Thank you.
I love that for her.
Yeah. She's am I still invited to the party?
Yeah. She's
That's no, real though.
No, that would be amazing. That would be so sick. If I was like, babe, we're going to go to a little thing and I just pull up in the fucking Hamptons.
Yeah.
I would owe you. You can come to Tommy Bahama anytime.
coconut shrimp.
Coconut pina colada cake.
Wait, no. Wait, you said free appetizer. Can I get a free entree?
Of course you can. We have an amazing macadamia crusted halibut. It's delicious.
Pina colada cake.
The pina colada cake is wild. I'm gonna take care of you.
Cloudy cake.
I'm taking care of you.
Fucking wild.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Imagine he pulls up to the Hamptons with a pina colada cake.
How gangster is that?
That would be fucking.
No, but like the funny part is, I feel like we're so trash. Like, yeah. Not that the pina colada cake isn't amazing and high level and classy, but like, yeah. We love
high
that
level.
Shit. We're eating fucking McDonald's on the floor.
Like, everybody's trash. Like, yeah. Everybody's. It's all a facade.
Yeah, it's all a facade.
Everyone's
facade.
Yeah. I've had even like you just go like Kobe Bryant like this. Weirdest humble brag I ever did.
Oh, hell yeah.
But like I've met him before and
rest in peace.
Hell yeah, that's great.
R.I.P. And like after, like we had this whole moment, he knew who I was, like he gave me like a bunch of shoes. It was amazing.
What?
And then after the game, he's just like eating like that like orange chicken from Philippe Chow. You know what I'm talking about?
Like Give Chang's?
No, there's like a restaurant in the city. It's like this like really trashy, like just like, it's like an orange chicken on a stick that people
I don't know, but that sounds amazing.
They go crazy for yeah. Over here. Like, you ever go to that place, like, Say Less? No.
No, but I live over there.
You live in, like, Midtown-ish? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
What is that fucking place, Say Less? I have walked by it all
it's
the time.
It's an Instagram. It's a bridge and tunnel Instagram girl's dream.
No
It's where
way.
All, like, the, like, thick, curvy bridge and tunnel girls, they go to take these pictures on these staircases.
We had a word for
and
them.
They eat Chinese food.
What was the word we said before the show?
Torta?
Tortas.
Yeah, a bunch yeah. of tortas go. But they're like,
what are you saying?
Torta.
Torta?
A torta is a Mexican sandwich.
Okay.
So, oh. So when you see, so I guess the old phrase was a chola.
Mm.
But now the cholas are tortas now. Tortas
yeah.
Now.
But so these girls like aren't thick. Mexican though. Yeah. They're like Puerto Rican and Dominican.
Yeah, they could be, yeah. Yeah. Okay. And we're canceled.
You haven't been. I know. It's like a thing. You go.
No, I walk
like,
by it all the time. I'm like, no way that this place is like up and running. Is this
it's
still
like
a thing?
Another kind of Tao vibe.
Oh.
You
see,
know what I'm
I just feel like if you're coming all the way up to fucking Midtown to go out, you should be stopped.
No, wait. So many things after that. So first of all, the hot tub thing. Mm. It's so funny because now when we film Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
Yeah.
And we're all older now. People have kids. But we'll get to like, we'll do like a 3-day house trip in an Airbnb and there'll be like a hot tub there, like running and like
no one
trying to like invite us in. I'm like, who do you think is getting in this hot tub? Like, you want me to like get crazy with JWoww and her four kids and her husband's
a bad hip. you're like, we just want to fucking.
Wait, yeah. You're not doing like a hot steamy makeout scene?
No. Yeah. Back in the day, yeah. I'm like, I think it's just there for nostalgic reasons. I'm like, no one's getting in the hot tub.
No,
I'm not bringing all my girls.
They want you to use it.
Yeah, you won't use it for like therapeutical reasons. Like, you know, like for like, you know, you work
it's
out.
For
like,
your knees.
Yes. I'm taking an Epsom salt bath while I'm filming. But
Everyone should have like at least one good hot tub makeout.
Hot tub steamy sesh.
You know? Yeah.
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 And then never do it again. Like learn your lesson shortly after that.
When I lived in Staten Island, that was my thing. This is going to sound a little like weird, but I would have my house. I had a pool in the backyard with a hot tub. It used to like spill over the little rainfall into the pool.
Yeah.
Into the pool. And then on a nice summer night, I would like invite a nice little torta from Queens.
Yeah.
I'm like, bring your
suit.
She comes
in the pool, one piece.
Bring your bathing suit.
One piece. Yeah, baby.
No
one
way.
Piece. Little side roll. I love a side roll.
Looks good though. Smells good.
No, it's got the cutout. The one piece.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to look. Yeah.
And then we'd bring the drinks out from the. And I like the
Are
one
you
was,
cooking dinner or what?
No. This
no,
is like,
just drinks?
Daddy's
like
getting
10
catered.
O'clock. This is
10 o'clock. Come over at 10 o'clock.
We're going right outside. We don't even. They don't even go inside.
The house.
No,
it's like driveway, backyard.
Driveway, backyard. My mom used to live upstairs.
she gets changed in a porta potty. Where the fuck did she get changed?
They have the jeans on. They just take.
Oh, they'd say whip it.
No,
right
I had
off.
Like a basement situation going on. There was like a side little thing. And then once you're drunk, no one cares. They start to go in the house and whatever. But the warm up was the hot tub.
Nice.
Yeah. And you have all the drinks out by the
what
hot tub.
What does your mom say? She just looks out the window.
Finny's banging another torta.
little Vinny and her torta, and his torta, and the drinks.
Yeah.
She's like, do you guys need a refill? Like, what's the vibe?
Nah,
did she ever come out like, you okay? You guys all right?
Yeah.
You right,
nah,
honey?
Nah. We had like a little unspoken agreement. Okay, so let me put some context to this. So when I made money, I grew up poor. We grew up in a house that was like falling apart and whatever. And then I made some money. And then when I had to get a house, I'm like, okay, I have to like take care of my family too. Yeah. I can't just move out and go to another house. And I didn't want to buy two houses. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm going to get one big like compound. Like you hear about, like my friend Russell Peters does that. Like he buys like a house and his like mother lives in like one wing and his sister, you know? So I tried to like, I bought like a McMansion and tried to like.
You called it a McMansion.
You never hear that?
McMansion.
Like a McDonald's mansion.
Like a McNugget? Like a small mansion?
It's like a small mansion. Okay. Like a real mansion.
It was a McDonald's
mansion. It has columns.
Yeah. It has like this. But it's like. Fat.
Now I know you were eating on the side of the pool.
Yes, yes. So I had like a little McMansion and, you know, my mother lived. Eventually I did get her own house and half the time in the house was just me and the tortas. Mm-hmm. But there was a time where like, there was a time where I would like go and like, you know, I don't think I did the pool thing. I might've done the pool thing. And we had this like unspoken agreement, like just after 10 o'clock lights out, go to sleep. Mm-hmm. But there were times where like, you know, the alarm when you open the door,
the little
it's like
chirp.
Beep, beep. Mm-hmm. There were times where the alarm was going off at like 5 a.m. or something like that. And my mom knew that like people were coming in and out of the house. You know what I mean?
Shit.
Cause why else are you leaving at 5 a.m.?
Happening at 5 a.m.
But yeah, anyway.
I need to set up. Keep telling me about, you said you had like a routine. You said, so it was a hot tub. Drink.
Yes. So I had like the base. So I gave my mom, people used to make fun of me. Like Vinny lives in his mom's basement. I owned the mansion and I gave myself the basement and I gave my mom the master upstairs kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're not going to put your mother in the basement.
Exactly. The basement was fire though. I put a home theater down there. Oh, it was like, it was, and it was right attached to the pool.
Cool. Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Because when she takes her jean shorts off, you can just, it's, there's no upstairs routine.
No, you don't have to go upstairs. Yeah, that's too far away.
Water. Leave him in the theater, honey.
Right there, baby. Go change in the theater room.
Yeah. Go change in it.
I've had some
Fast and Furious in there for you.
But like, how loud are you getting? Like,
I've had some crazy times in the theater room after a
is
nice
soundproof
hot tub session. It was soundproof.
That's.
Yes.
Living
yes.
the fucking dream.
No, it was great. I miss it. Now I'm in Manhattan in a penthouse and I can't get pussy.
Yeah.
But back then, I was like Staten Island killing it.
Yes.
Hot tub, come there, drinks, theater room, done. And plus, I had more access to like regular, normal girls that lived in like Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? Like now I'm like, hey, girl, do you want to come from the West Village to come? And they're like, no, I'm a princess.
And also,
come
like,
from Midtown. Maybe the Midtown girls will come. You know, it's a little,
little
sketch.
I mean, it's just like a bunch of old people. But it's fine. But like, whatever you're into, we're into what you're into. But I also feel like kind of like kinky with your mom upstairs.
No. Let's not go there.
That also adds another layer of like sexiness to it. Like we're doing something we're not supposed to do. Mm. Like your mom's upstairs. Like
no, this was not that.
No?
This was not going back home to your childhood room where your parents are there. And you have to be quiet. No. This was like.
But I think in my head, like if that was me, I would be like, oh my God, his mother's upstairs. Even though we're in a soundproof theater, like.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. No. Those whores didn't care.
Dude, it's not. I fuck you just to fucking watch a movie and have fun in the pool.
Yeah.
All right, Vinny.
My mom, she's like, he bought me this mansion. This is.
Yeah,
but at least
amazing.
I can let him do his fuck.
Yeah,
exactly. Have a couple of threesomes in the basement. Sick. Okay, guys, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is basically just all about therapy. And I definitely encourage everybody to get therapy, even when things are going great. I think it's important to get therapy because sometimes you got to get ahead of it because we're all going to face little challenges in life. You know, I've definitely had my mental health challenges that I'm open about with anxiety and stuff like that. So therapy has helped me drastically through all that stuff, you know, talking to professionals and just having somebody. And the best part about BetterHelp is that you can change your therapist at any time. So if you're not really clicking with somebody, you can, you know, just keep on trying out different therapists until you actually do, because that personal relationship is important. All right. So it's totally flexible like that, and it's online, and it's flexible to your own needs too. You could just do it from your house. You could do it around your work schedule, around the kids, or whatever you need. So I think it's definitely great. You should definitely, if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, maybe just start with BetterHelp. You know, just start with it because it's right there. You don't have to like go searching your local neighborhood for therapists and everything, which they might be good too. But like I said, now we've like just streamlined the process and it's just right at your desk, at the computer. Help is right there. So never skip therapy day with BetterHelp, okay? That is, I want you to visit betterhelp.com/Vinny and you'll get 10% off your first month, all right? BetterHelp.com/VINNY for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/VINNY. Start your therapy journey today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Anyway, so Sag Harbor, that's a little different. I've tried East and I've tried Montauk. That's where all the weird sceney places are. Sag Harbor, like there's, because I don't want to like just
about, like, Amagansett.
Right. Like, I don't want to just talk shit about, first of all, I love the aesthetic of the Hamptons.
Yeah, same.
I love the houses with the pool and like the architecture and like the woods and everything like that.
I love the houses there.
We're not talking about that. I'm talking about like the, you can't get a reservation anywhere. I'm talking about everyone's there like clogging up everything. You can't get cell phone service.
Is it because there's the place is good? The restaurants are really good?
There's no options.
Also, the food and the Hamptons is not
good. It's mid.
Everything is very, very mid. Like, it's, nothing is super impressive, but like there's places that will charge you $150 for salad.
Dude, the $150 lobster salad, it's all lettuce.
Like, that's insane to me. How big is the salad?
Bro, they get a salad. It's this big. It's huge.
Okay.
But it's all lettuce. No, you couldn't share it with anybody.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like, I was with this like big baseball player, Noah Syndergaard.
Yeah.
And he's like, they're like, you're gonna, he's like, I need this for myself. And he was like, this is not enough. It was like eating. You okay?
Yeah,
You all right?
Sierra's dying.
I'm like,
she's choking.
I'm an Uber nurse, so I can't help you if you.
I'm turned on again. anyway,
I gotta
stop making this podcast about me. So Sag Harbor, like, I want to find different vibes where it's like not just sceney, but you could go and you could like have a nice house.
You need to create the vibe. Like, yeah. That's why I think.
But there's so many different little pockets.
The Hamptons is fun when you're doing like a house party with your friends, the share house with your friends. You're creating your own vibes and or like you have your group of friends. Like I think Montauk is great when on like get a room at Gurney's and honestly live that like beachy life. Simple, yes. Less is more.
Yeah, but then Gurney's and you're looking outside and then like it's like Friday night club night and there's a million people there, you know what I
think
mean?
Like those little fires are nice, like the beach is nice down there, but honestly I think like a house parties invite like,
yes,
who you want, like that's what makes the
but then they have to sleep fun. There
no they don't
who, where are they gonna stay
you
had I had to import Uber. Bro I had to import the tortas
damn.
Because like they're like where am I gonna stay? You had to be with them all weekend.
Okay, Uber? Well, you need to stop hanging out with broke girls.
That is, but they're fun. Broke girls are fun. Rich girls suck.
There's an in between in there. There's in-between? An in between. I okay. feel like
there's an Olive Garden in between. Yeah, you know?
Like
I'm gonna import the tortas is still
they can
in
go
my
get
head.
A hotel.
No.
How long's a ride from the city to the Hamptons?
Ratchet stripper is from three Queens. Hours. Don't get hotels in the Hamptons.
Oh, 3 hours. Whoa, I didn't know that.
Oh, two and a half, three. Not bad.
Oh, okay. I thought not Hamptons bad. Was it's like the right there. I thought
no.
it was easy to get to.
And then with a, and there's.
If you go
it's deep.
Montauk's the furthest point.
Yes. Forget with traffic. There will be traffic.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it will at four least hours. Add another hour onto your ride.
Yeah.
So we say technically two and a half, but it's.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
To
yeah,
go to something over, yeah. to go to something mid.
What? Yeah, he's sleeping
you're
over.
Sleeping over.
No, you're sleeping yeah, over. These sleeping girls over. Aren't going
to I know plenty of people who have gotten Ubers back to the city after said festivities.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
sometimes honestly, that's a great move. Waking up in your bed, yeah. doing the Uber at 2 a.m. wake going home. You wake up in your bed?
Oh, no. I'm always...
I love that.
I had a house for 40 grand. I used to drive home. So I didn't have to sleep there. Wow. Like, I'd be like, I want my own bed. Like, this that's, fucking sucks, you know?
Yeah. See, like, you're temperamental. Like...
Yeah. You know? And I'm older. Like, you get set in your ways, your routine. Yeah. How old are you?
28.
Okay, okay. So,
but I'm the same way. I'm like, I'm fucking going home.
Yeah.
You cannot make me spend the night in someone else's bed. No.
So when
I
you,
get anxiety because I get... When I get further away from my bed, I'm
yes.
that. Drives me nuts.
There's always something wrong with it too. Like in a hotel, it's like a weird noise.
The smell.
The thermostat,
like
the smell.
The air is like not.
Yeah. So how do you do it when you film?
Well, when we film, I feel like we've been in that house for 4 years now.
Oh, wow.
And like it feels kind of like home, but no, I mean, and me and Paige typically share a room, which helps, I think.
Ooh, sharing a room is tough too.
I've never had a roommate.
Yeah, that's how I'm with Paulie.
I've never
we're comfortable.
So you sleep with another lady in the same bed?
Yeah.
Just pull up Paige. I gotta see what Paige looks like.
Not the same bed. Oh. Same room.
No, same bed.
Same bed?
Same bed, yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
Let's pull up Paige real quick. I need to get this image in my head.
Visual.
Yes.
Googler.
Yeah, they're very opposite looking.
So, is she like short and chunky?
No. She's white.
Like white and Italian.
Oh, hell yeah.
Still a brunette though. Still a brunette. But oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, you could be like, oh yeah. Hampton's full of blondes. I don't like blondes.
Yeah.
Skinny, blonde, Jewish princesses, basically. There was actually a show about that too.
I thought it was called, okay.
It was called Princesses of Long Island.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Never heard of it. But yeah, but me and Paige share a room and honestly, it's like, it feels like home.
Homey.
Like we love
you guys
being
are, yeah.
in our room. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'll bring my silk pillowcases, washcloths. Like we have candles. Like we set the vibe. Yeah. So it feels fine. Homey. Like
I learned a lot about, I have some silk pillowcases at my house, you know, dating black women. Dating,
this is becoming a Cat Williams.
yeah.
I got
I'll
silk
do it for me.
For the bitches.
Yeah.
I've got silk pillowcases for the bitches.
Yeah. They're not comfortable.
What brand? What?
They're not comfortable.
That's not true.
I like more of like a bamboo.
Ooh.
Okay.
The silk ones are too.
Comforter.
The silk feels hard, even though it's silk, in a weird way.
Honestly,
maybe I got the Amazon shitty one.
Well, I think
felt
yeah,
like
on
polyester.
Amazon,
I got that bitch polyester.
Yeah,
on Amazon, you can't type in silk. You have to type in satin. satin
Satin for the bitches. Yeah,
they're trying to like imitate real silk, and that's just like not because like because I have like a mulberry silk, which like is like a
that's for wifey.
$200 a pillowcase, but they're very delicate. They're unbleached. You can't wash them regularly. Okay. Even those, I feel like I should have just had a satin pillowcase. So then sometimes I'll have like the cheaper satin ones that I take traveling with me.
Okay. So there's levels. There's levels. Yeah. Cause one time, like I went to Amazon and I'm like, I wanted like 1,000 calorie sheets. And I'm like, oh,
calorie
this is 20.
Count?
1,000 calories. That's where my head is at, yo. 1,000 calorie sheets.
No, you like them thick. We got
I like them thick. I eat my sheets.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. No, 1,000 count sheets, and I'm like, oh, this is $20.
Yeah.
It's not real.
It's not.
It's a microfiber or whatever the fuck.
It's
We need cotton.
But also, do you provide bonnets? Because also, that's really elevating your service.
No, they bring the bonnets.
Okay.
They
imagine if you just pulled out, say, hey.
A bonnet.
Don't worry about it.
No. I feel like I would look really racist if I started to just have every
It'd be really racist if you said, here's your koofy.
What the fuck is that?
What is that?
It's like an African.
So, yeah. So, like, my girl's Dominican. She wears, it's a bonnet, but she calls it a tubi. A tubi.
Oh.
But if for, like, black shorties, like it's a koofy, I think, right?
No. We just call it a bonnet.
No, you call
like
it a bonnet.
Silky. Like, yeah. Where it's like
you're speaking, Mike,
right?
Am I
right
or wrong?
Yeah, I'm like,
T, what's a koofy?
Hotep.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, I thought a koofy was a wrap, like sleeping wrap.
She can look it up.
A bonnet.
We're getting
all right. Well,
we're appropriating culture. Right?
I work.
Yeah.
Well, no, because my girl.
We're
wears
just learning, guys. We're just.
We're asking questions.
And I love when a girl's in a pineapple. That's my favorite.
In a pineapple.
A pineapple.
A pineapple is like a way they do their hair, like where it's like it's wrapped around and like the curls are like up in the air, right?
Oh, okay.
Okay, I call that a bird's nest.
A bird's nest.
You first get like a silk press and you wrap it around your head and you nest it. I'll do it right now.
Okay.
Like,
love that.
Wrap it and keep it straight. You brush it all out, but it's like a nest and then you pin it and then you put the scarf over.
Okay.
And then you take it down in the morning. Oh my God, your hair has never looked better.
It falls right off the bone.
It falls right off the fucking bone. You better act like you fucked a black girl before. Yeah. Yes.
That's
all I fucked.
Yeah.
Anyway.
the process.
Anyway.
I'm fully erect, but I'm not. Like, no one could tell.
The silence there was incredible.
I dug myself so deep, and then you were just like, bang.
Yeah.
We're like friends. It's just like family. This is amazing.
No, we're just like open dialogue.
Yeah, I don't care. It's unhinged.
You're the smart one.
So SAG, she's smart.
Yeah.
So SAG Harbor.
Thanks.
You do the show. Paige is sharing a room with you. Mm-hmm. And it's the cameras aren't always rolling when you're there.
No. When we're in the house, it's 24/7 surveillance.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. So
we have big cameras that go up like in the morning. They go down at night. I think they're up and running for like 12 hours, like different scenes, whatever.
Damn, but then, y'all are still sleeping on camera?
In addition to like the in-house cameras are also still rolling. So
yeah,
like
they want to catch someone.
How does that work? Like it's rolling while you sleep. So like, let's say you like pass a little gas in the bed or something. They got that on camera?
Yeah.
It's not smell-o-vision, dude. that would be their favorite part.
Audible, but if it's audible,
they'll use it.
They're going to, they can get it.
Wow.
Sierra is like, Paige, what'd you eat? You eat Olive Garden today?
I had that lobster salad.
That $100?
I had fucking lobster salad.
Honestly, we built a barricade. Like, whatever happens on her side of the bed, whatever happens on my side of the bed.
That's cute. Is it at the point now where like, even if you had separate beds, you would still sleep together like, cuddle kind of like you want to feel like a person there?
Well, there was one year where it was two separate beds, but I mean,
yeah,
guys, don't do that.
Yeah, honestly,
I'll put a divider.
So normal, like,
yeah, that's awesome.
So, the only time you're going to the Hamptons is to be on camera, like to have the house experience.
Pretty much, unless like my friends are going to do a Montauk house, so I'm going to go crash their house just because I haven't spent time with them.
Right.
But pretty much, yeah. Or if I'm doing like, or if I'm getting paid to go out there again for something. Like sometimes it's like there's different like brand events and stuff out there and I'll go for that.
But your house, your share house is the film house.
Yeah. But I'm not renting a house on my own dime, you know, and going and staying out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? 'Cause there have been people on our show that like they have a house in Montauk. So they come on the weekends and go back out to Montauk.
Because they want a real experience. It's a totally different experience. People think it's real, but when you're in a film house, you're like working, you're filming.
Yeah. And I'm like, I want to go back to my bed, you know, Monday through Thursday. I also have a cat. Like, I'm not lugging him back and forth.
Yeah. Who watches the cat?
He watches himself for the weekend. And then if I'm going to be gone for like a week, like more than 4 days.
Someone can drop in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want a cat for that reason.
You should get a cat.
Yeah. I want a hairless cat. I want a Sphinx. Yeah.
Me too. Oh my God. Bath time? You have to wash them. They get really greasy.
I want the little gray one. Like, I want them to have like an eye patch and shit. You know what I mean?
Dr. Evil.
I always get along with Dr. Evil.
Mr. Pickles or whatever. Like an evil cat?
Bigglesworth, right?
Bigglesworth. Yeah. Bigglesworth.
I always get along with people that like those cats. I feel like there's like weird DNA of like people that hate them and people that like them. And the people that like them are like weird, dark humor people.
Yeah.
Like aliens. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, even just to like cats, period, is a whole genre of people because people are so biased against cats in itself. But to like a Sphinx and to want, like, I want a Sphinx as well.
It's aesthetic. I love my whole aesthetic is like that weird naked aesthetic, you know, distressed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I feel like
I just watched. I just watched last night The Quiet Place, the first one.
Get the fuck out of here.
You watched it last night?
I watched it last night.
Really?
In my house, I ordered it.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
What is
that?
You see you watch A Quiet Place? The
Quiet Place is a great
the franchise?
Film.
No? Oh, you got to watch it.
There's three of them, yeah.
But you'll like this one because it was just a girl and her cat the whole time.
What? Oh, yeah.
That's why I just thought about
it. Adorable.
But she lives alone. Like, what are the...
It's a whole thing. She's like dying and, you know, but the cat... So A Quiet Place, you can't make noise. Otherwise, the aliens will come kill you.
Sci-fi horror. The aliens come. They're ridiculously strong, and they could hear everything. So they're blind. That's the only weakness. So everyone is
and they can't swim.
Not saying a word.
They're black.
They're black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't get their hair wet.
They can't. They sleep on satin pillowcases. And
Vinny G is their leader.
Yeah.
My mother. Okay. Got it.
But it's a you never with the guy from The Office,
John Krasinski,
the very first one. It was
Emily
awesome. Blunt. Emily Blunt.
Is it Emily Blunt? Is that her name?
Or Blake Lively?
No, it's not Blake Lively.
Emily Blunt.
Emily something.
I think Emily Blunt.
Anywho,
anyway,
it was cool because the cat doesn't make noise.
Yeah,
it walks around like very. You know what I mean? So they can't ever detect the cat.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you have a litter
box?
You're
the cat.
I'm the cat.
I do.
That's the only thing. I kind of like feel like have you nailed it down with the wood chips and everything or no?
I actually have this amazing litter that I use. My mom found it, and it does not. There's no odor associated
really?
At all.
It's I feel like very I can feel it. Dust. I can feel when I walk into someone that has a cat.
No, my house, people always come over and they're like, "You have a cat?" And I'm like, "Yeah." Like they don't know that I have a cat because it doesn't smell like I have a cat at all.
And it's just a certain litter.
It's a certain litter. Yeah.
It's not wood.
It's not wood. I feel like I've tried the wood pellets, and you end up smelling the wood pellets.
Mm-hmm. I like wood,
but it doesn't smell. It smells like urine and wood.
Wood,
it
yeah.
Doesn't really
you need something to eliminate the odor.
The odor
completely.
Entirely,
yeah. You have a cat?
I'm definitely allergic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have a dog. I have a doggy.
People always say that. Like, you'll be fine.
So I dated a girl that had a cat, and I would go.
Sierra's pissed at you now.
Sorry.
No. Don't talk about her baby like
that.
Like
don't
can't
forget
take
the cake.
Benadryl.
What?
You actually can't take Benadryl or like.
I dated a girl for like 3 years. I was popping Benadryls left and right.
You act like you can't just sedate yourself every time you come over.
Yeah, I was fucking Lindsay Lohan for 3 years. I love the cats are wonderful. Like, when they get to know you, they're awesome. But I got a dog now.
I like that bond.
Yeah.
So yes. All right. So then so that's your house. Your house is the shore house is that was like us too. Like people, my only shore house was the Jersey Shore
house.
Did
you only go there to film the show or did you grow up going to the shore?
So I started the show when I was 21.
Really?
Yeah.
How old are you now?
36.
Okay.
So I was 21. It was my first shore summer and I was planning on getting a shore house and doing the whole thing because that's like the Staten Island guys' rite of passage is going to the shore. And that was
never
my.
Never been to the Jersey Shore.
It's really?
List,
yeah. I've never been either, which is crazy. I thought the Jersey Shore was Atlantic City.
It's technically, but that's not. It's all different. It's like the Hamptons. Like we're talking about all these different towns.
So it's close to it though. Atlantic what? City. And
yeah,
Jersey
like
Shore
you go
close.
Down the coast, and okay. Atlantic City is like deep down. But gotcha. Before that, you get to like Point Pleasant, Belmar, and gotcha. all these different
Wildwood?
Towns. Wildwood's even further than
gotcha.
Atlantic City.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that was our only shore house. It wasn't like I had a real share house. I used to crash like before that when I was under 21, we'd go out illegally and I would like crash in like some weird guy's like fucking bathroom or something like that. Yeah. But never really had like a shore house. Yeah. Back then, I wish I still had that nonchalantness.
Yeah.
I could do anything back then. Yeah.
Yeah. Like when you're young, 20. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
Sleep anywhere, eat anywhere.
Sharing a room at 14 people, you know?
Yeah.
I did cocaine under a rock in Central Park.
When you were younger?
When I was younger.
I was going to say last
Thursday. Yeah, a couple days, last Thursday.
Right before I watched Quiet Place Part 1.
Yeah, I came home, you know, I said, fuck it.
I was cocaine under a rock in Central Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked in a restaurant and one of the busboys was a drug dealer and he was a good guy. He's my boy and he was like, listen, man, I leave my stash under
I love
a rock.
When people do that. He's a good guy. Yeah, he's a good guy.
On a pretense.
He's my boy, yeah.
Nice guy. He passed away, but nice kid. No, he didn't. He's alive. I'm kidding. No, he's alive. I'm kidding.
He's like, no, I'm not.
Yeah,
he starts crying.
Yeah, just fucking fucking real deep.
I was like, good guy. Great guy.
But yeah, just to say, we've all done wild things, you know? I'm just trying to relate. You know? Okay, rest in peace, Jerry.
Were you by yourself?
No, it was me, him, and a couple other guys. And he was like, listen, I have my stash under this rock in Central Park. Mm. We were like, what? He was like, yeah, and we went under this little thing.
Central Park is so big, I would literally never remember. What specific rock?
Yeah.
Within the whole park.
I don't know. I think that's sketch. I've never done coke, but I feel like if I was to do it, I would like the setting to be nicer so I feel better about myself. Like, oh, we're all at
this, like
cool.
Yeah, like do it in a penthouse.
Yeah.
Not a fucking
yeah,
rock.
Exactly.
But it's the same
it's giving crackhead.
But yeah. I'm giving a little crackhead vibe.
Honestly, you're like one little big flip away from like a little crackhead, but just fine.
Yes. You're already in the park.
Yeah.
You're already outside.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But like a penthouse either way, like, you know,
yeah.
Being in a penthouse, I'm sure that environment's just like, period.
That's trashy in another way, though.
It makes
I feel like there's a nice middle line to do. I never do cocaine, so I'm not.
It just makes you you're talkative. So we were talking under a rock. You're talking in a penthouse. It's the same shit. It just makes
You're both
excited to converse.
You're both tweaking. You know. Yeah. Can't put lipstick on a pig. You know.
Exactly. 100%.
All right. I think we should. How long have we been going for, T? 3 hours. Okay. Perfect. Wow, I wish I could talk to you forever. This is so fun.
You're the best.
I think us three should have a podcast.
I would love to.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Sierra, cancel your plans.
Okay,
you're not a nurse anymore.
No, honestly, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Oh, we're saving your life.
Relieving me of my duties. Yeah.
You need to get saved too from the ICU.
I do. Yes.
We're gonna no more Atlantic City. Honestly, no I feel like the three of us were just changing our lives slowly. No more Atlantic City. You're gonna go Hamptons.
I didn't change.
Hamptons.
I'm chilling. No more nurses.
No more nurses.
No more nurses. Tortas.
Why? The nurses
only.
Are good. I miss the tortas.
Tortas only. Yeah,
it was so fun. The threesomes in the movie theater.
Yeah.
We're so fun.
It's great. Yeah.
Next podcast will conquer more of you.
Okay. All right. So Mike Figgs, catch him everywhere. I'm gonna put your Instagram handle. He does comedy all over New York City.
Hell yeah.
Catch my Tommy Bahamas.
Don't go to Tommy Bahamas, please. Don't go there.
Coconut Shrimp. Yeah. We're all going to go.
Hell yeah. The Comic Strip, The Stand, at Comic Mike Figgs. Go to the YouTube page, subscribe. Yeah.
I always say that Tommy Bahamas doesn't deserve him. You know what I mean? Yeah. But he's working his way up in the comedy world. You know what I mean?
It's a morning gig. You know, it's fun. You got to pay the bills.
You got to support the wife.
Free little ones.
Support the wife.
Yeah.
Little ones. And Sierra, what could we, what's in store for you?
What is in store?
You guys have penthouses in the Hamptons and I'm over here like, I work happy hour.
I'm
we don't have a penthouse. It's just a McMansion. Yeah.
I have a penthouse now. No, I'm kidding. It's one floor below. Sorry.
I have metal detectors.
Yeah. Go back under your rock.
I live in basically Times Square. So honey, this is real.
Okay. It's ghetto.
You know? No, but you can follow me, Sierra. Miller 3 _ on TikTok and Instagram, and
people can find out what you're doing from there, because I know that the show is airing and aired and a new one's coming out.
Yeah, like we're filming right now. We'll air next 2025, January or February. Also, I'll be on Traders 2025.
Get the hell out of here. Oh my God.
I was supposed to do this last season.
Yeah.
Yeah, do the next one.
After.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk after. You gotta do it. It's such a, I love that.
It'll
show.
Be a good season. It'll
oh my God, it's gonna be so exciting. I'll be like, I know her.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Love that.
All right, calm down, family.
All right, sorry, sorry.
All right, yeah. Bye guys.
Bye.
Like,
y'all.
Subscribe. Oh, you were such a good guest. Thank you.
Hell yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.